You know, we've had the privilege of spending some good one-on-one time with a Mr. Beacon Light.
Before, but not on air for Radio U.
Not on Radio U.
He's been featured on Radio U TV before.
It's true. And Nikki and I took him out for salads.
It's a little salad bar.
Because we're hardcore like that.
That's right.
Mr. Beacon Light on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good.
Happy
How are you?
Friday.
Yes, to you as well. How are you doing?
Good, man. I was in Nashville this week, and it's been a good one, man. I just finished my studio in the basement, so I'm ready. There's so many things happening.
He's ready to go.
Let's just back up and unpack this a little bit.
Okay, let's start with Nashville.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like giving you bullet points with no description right now.
So normally people go to Nashville to go to a studio to record, but were you going to Nashville to get stuff to bring back for your studio?
Hot chicken.
Ooh, chicken. No, actually, I was in Nashville with Compassionate International.
Okay.
And so they were training me for some speaker stuff, and it was really good. I was hanging out with them down there. And then I've been working on a studio at my house. So I recorded actually all my vocals for Haters, Oh Lord, all those songs that were on my new project at my house. Anyways, and I had like a vocal booth and stuff upstairs. But we're having a new baby in March, which is pretty awesome. A little girl, another girl. So,
so you've been put to the basement.
Right, so she's stealing my room, so I had to make a room downstairs. But it's nice because it's all soundproofed and stuff, so now I'm going to be able to record into the wee hours in the morning without waking anyone up.
Oh, nice.
Do you ever become concerned that someone would break into your house and, like, be beating you or something, and you'd be screaming for help, but you're in your soundproof room?
If they broke into
and then no one will know.
Yeah. No one would hear it.
Oh, my goodness. We found Beacon. He was all bruised in the basement.
And, like, it was soundproof.
We couldn't hear him.
Well, I'd be more afraid someone could lock the door on you, and then you would be shut in there forever, and then they'd find you years later. So just make sure that you can get a way out with even if someone were to lock you in.
Yeah, I make sure I have that escape hatch, you know?
Just in case.
Well, yep. And make sure you secure the escape hatch so someone doesn't use the escape hatch to get in and then beat you in
Maybe
your soundproof room.
Maybe don't have a door, and I know that means it won't be soundproof, but just for safety reason.
Yeah, no door for safety
reason. We like you, Beacon. We don't want you to go away.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you. I just want that life insurance for me.
Yeah, right.
Well, I just want to make sure that you've considered all the contingencies that could come up in this soundproof environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's real. Or, like, you know, my daughter, you know, when she gets older, she takes her little sister down there when she's mad at her and then beats her.
Puts her in.
I'm just joking.
All right,
hopefully
well,
that never happens.
And hopefully not. I don't like that example.
And they come upstairs like, Dad, she was beating me.
Oh, but you
me.
Like the example of me.
With you?
Yeah,
we're grown-ups. We can handle it. It's fine.
I didn't hear anything. Obviously nothing happened. I don't see what the big deal is. So, Beacon, you've got your
this
studio
is Beacon
now.
Beacon Light, by the way.
You're working on some new music. What are you doing in that studio?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, it's basically just getting started. But I have a lot of stuff that's kind of been piling up as far as, like, writing goes. And so I've been writing some songs with there's a guy named Tommy Prophet. He produced a lot on NF stuff. And he produced a lot my last album, not on Lit, but the one before that. It was called Open Eyes. And so he is from my town, and so we made some songs together, and they've been being considered for some sync licensing and, like, placements in movies and stuff. And so I actually just had a song that was up for it. This one wasn't going to be released because it doesn't really fit my style as an artist. But, like, it was up for placement for the Spider-Man trailer.
Ooh.
Crazy. But then they denied it.
Aww.
But
darn.
They liked it.
At least so, that's an opening into that world, because for an artist, if you can get a couple of placements in TV or movies and stuff, that really is helpful.
Yep. So right now I'm working on some stuff like that, and it's been cool because it's kind of shaping some stuff, because I'm going to be doing some public school tours next year. And so I have to have some songs that kind of cross over into those environments well, and placements are perfect for that, because I'm basically writing still with, you know, conviction for my faith, but not in a way that's overt necessarily, you know. And so it's been cool. It's been cool to experience that. So I've been doing that, and then decided to just work on my personal music as well to kind of throw into the mix. And
nice.
Yeah, man. It's going to be fun.
So now you were saying you were being considered for Spider-Man trailer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What people could do is maybe go to the Spider-Man trailer and be like, you know, that was an awesome trailer, but
the soundtrack just didn't really fit it very well.
Have you ever heard of Beacon Light? It could have been even better.
So much better.
Maybe that's a way to help support today and just leave a comment.
Here we go. Get those comments flowing.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll arrow it up and they'll see it and then they'll have you on the next one.
Right. It was kind of a bummer because Spider-Man's actually my favorite superhero too.
Oh,
so that'd be like ultimate. Like I oftentimes actually have dreams that I'm Spider-Man.
Nice.
I would say maybe 2 to 3 times a year I have a dream that I'm Spider-Man.
That's fantastic. You know, I mean,
I don't want to unpack that.
Here's what I think.
Well, I think I know why it happened.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait. Don't
but
tell
I'll
us.
I'll let Obadiah do his thing on why he thinks it happened.
No.
What do you think?
The only thing I was going to say is that if he's admitting to having that dream 2 to 3 times a year, that means 2 to 3 times a week, actually.
He's just spacing it out to make it sound better.
Yeah, he's trying to make it sound like it's not weird. So, dude, why do you have your Spider-Man dream?
Well, I think I have it because there's something in me where, like, I don't know if, like, you know, it's the desire to not get punched in my dream with hand-to-hand combat. Spider-Man has this, like, kind of long-distance power. So I consistently have this thing where I'll either be, you know, because people are either, like, in their dreams, they're either, like, fighting or flying or, like, running away from something. And so usually I'm swinging away from, like, a bad guy and trying to get away, and my web won't always work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like to the web cartridge days, you know? It's not just the stuff that's built inside of you.
Yeah.
And then I have this, like, reoccurring moment where from, like, a long distance away, I'll just shoot the suit of the web and grab a hold of him, and I'll, like, whip my arm around and smash him up and down on the floor and the ceiling.
Yeah, right,
and basically crush him from long distance.
So you don't have to get up close.
Now, if you're just joining us...
So I don't have to be dirty, you know? I'm just like, I'm just out here, bro, like...
If you're just joining us, this is Beacon Light, and that was his Spider-Man dream.
It was.
Not actual fighting.
See, Beacon, what I think you're having that Spider-Man dream for is because you feel like things keep coming into your life that you can't hang on to. And if you if you had sticky hands like that, you'd be able to hold on to the things you want to keep.
That's deep.
Dude. Yeah, the Lord is speaking through these Spider-Man.
You take that one. You can have it.
It's time to journal, man. Just explore that space.
That'll lead to some songs, right?
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Well, Beacon, we are glad to have a chance to talk to you today. I hope you don't get beaten up in your soundproof room.
I know. What if you have the dream tonight because you talked about it?
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
I had a dream I was Spider-Man, but the vulture was killing me in my soundproof room and nobody knew.
Yeah, it all ties in.
So, dude, it's been good talking to you, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys, too.
Right, hang on.
Hang tight.
Beacon Light!
Yes, you can check out 2 music videos from him if you check out Radio U TV. So, Radio U.TV if you want to check out his music videos as well.